One, two, three, four. Red velvet revelry, red velvet revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for red velvet revelry. Stories you never knew. Facts that are coming through. We'll bring them all to you. Sisters, that's what we do. Red velvet revelry. Red velvet revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for red velvet revelry.
Welcome to Red Velvet Revelry. If we haven't met before, my name is Marie-Louise, and I'm on a mission to share life-affirming, joy-giving stories about women and sex. Today, I've got a great story from a woman that's a bit of an inspiration to me and a review of a book called City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. So stay with me for a bit of revelry.
Basque. In my last podcast, I promised more stories about sexuality and beginnings, and this is about a kind of a beginning. A few years ago, I had a conversation with a woman who made me see myself in a way that was different to the way I saw myself at the time. She had been telling me all about a great intimate weekend she just had with her partner of many years. My response was to share with her how I was feeling at the time, which was, simply put, that part of my life was really over. She looked at me straight in the eye and she said, "I'm really surprised to hear that. I look at you and I see a vibrant and attractive woman. I would have totally assumed that you have a great sex life. Fun, enjoyable, fulfilling, you know, all that." When she said that, I looked at her and I looked at myself. And I said, "You know what? You are right. I should have." That day, I started on a journey that's brought me to the place in my life where I am now. I am a vibrant, attractive woman with a fun, enjoyable and fulfilling sex life. When she shared her story and told me something of her positive relationship to sex, it really helped me to get me where I am now. This is the story she shared with me. I'm sharing it with you now in the hope that you might enjoy it too. Once there was a woman. I'm going to call her Lisa. Lisa grew up in a large, loving family surrounded by constant visitors, laughter and great food. One of those visitors was an old family friend who was a good 10 years older than she was and whom she'd known forever. He was a familiar part of her life and became even more so when her father died. When Lisa started her own business, he offered to help her with the books. He was a really good teacher and it felt very supportive. As her business developed, they'd often meet up for a coffee. He was helpful and funny and a bit flirty. Lisa enjoyed his company, appreciated the help, and rather enjoyed the flirtatious banter too. She didn't think consciously about what might be happening in this relationship or expect it to lead anywhere, mainly because Lisa was very happily married. Now, if you were to meet Lisa, you'd soon notice what a happy and sexually alive woman she is. She can hold her own in any company, and she certainly didn't feel threatened by this man's warm attention. One day, her friend was collecting her in the car when he smiled to himself. "What are you smiling at?" she said. "I am just imagining you wearing a basque." "A basque? You mean one of those bodice things? Oh, yes, saucy thing." She laughed, made light of it, and did feel a bit flattered. Then she moved the subject on to the business query she was grappling with at the time. When he was dropping her off home again, he looked at her directly and said, "So what do you think?" It was only then that Lisa realised there was something more going on between them than she had previously imagined. Certainly, from his perspective, that is. Lisa realised that she had got caught up in the flirting and the attention, enjoying it, but not analysing it at all. And as soon as he said this, she became very clear in her own mind. "Now, wait a minute," she said. "You know I'm really fond of you, and a bit of banter is fun, but There isn't anything that's ever going to happen here between us. I love my husband. I'd never do anything to hurt him. Whatever this is, it ends right here. He puts hands up. I understand. Okay, fair enough. And other than a tiny bit of awkwardness for a while, it really did end there. When she reflected about what had been going on and how she felt, Lisa noticed the frisson of excitement that she'd felt when she was thinking about wearing a basque. Dressing up for some sexual pleasure. Displaying herself in a provocative way. The more she thought about it, the more she liked the idea of dressing up. For her husband, but also for herself. An idea was taking root. She would take herself to the lingerie department of the big store in town and buy herself a basque. So that's what she did the very next day. Now there was some sexual anticipation building. When and how was she going to introduce this new exotic acquisition? She decided she wanted it to be a surprise, but she was impatient. She went home. She tried it on, she chose some shoes, she put a whole outfit together. Wanting to surprise him that very evening, she texted her husband to find out when he would be home and if there was any chance that maybe he could get home a wee bit earlier than usual. She knew the kids would be out at football practice for a good few hours. He texted back, I'm on my way home now, actually. Back in 5 minutes. Great. She was ready. Feeling very slightly giddy, she heard the door and was just on the very brink of breezing out onto the landing, channeling her inner Mae West when she realised, just in the nick of time, that there were not one but, in fact, two sets of footsteps to be heard in the hallway. She heard the words, So this is where the new socket needs to go. The electrician's here, called her husband. The electrician did his work, there and then. So she waited. She put on her dressing gown. She waited a bit more. When she heard her kids arrive home, she gave up. She got dressed. Later, when the two of them finally got to sit down together, her husband asked, So you wanted me to come home a bit sharp this afternoon, honey? What was it? Och, never mind. The moment has passed. What do you mean? What was it? So she told him. Well, actually, I bought some sexy new underwear and I was going to surprise you with it, but no, it just didn't work out. What? No, I can't believe it. Not because of the electrician. Oh, surely not. Oh, come on. Well, another time? When? Please. Yes, of course, she said. Another time. When we know we definitely have the house all to ourselves. And did they have another go? Another time? Damn right they did. And much fun was enjoyed by both.
Revelry and reading is what we do, so here's a little something now to share with you. Revelry and reading is what we do, so here's a little something now to share with you.
Our review this time is City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. I wonder if you ever read Noel Streatfeild when you were young. I always called her Noel Streatfeild. Born in 1895, she was a prolific English writer who wrote, amongst other things, many books about girls, girls who loved theatre and dance and skating. As a girl who loved the theatrical, I loved those books. When I started reading this book, after my friend's strong recommendation, I immediately loved it. Set in the 1940s, it reminded me of those Streatfeild books I'd read as a girl. The excitement of going to the big city away from one's stultifying family, to the excitement and colour of the theatre and the adventures to be had with wilder, creative types. The difference with this story is that it's for grown-up girls, for adult women. In this book, many of the adventures are sexual, experimental, risky, and not without consequences. Elizabeth Gilbert has said about this book that it is her response to all those works of literature which repeat the same story. The one that says that women who embrace sexuality and make mistakes in the process are doomed to death, or at the very least, social devastation. Think of Anna Karenina, Madame Bovary, most period dramas. The difference in this story is how the characters experience all that and recover from their mistakes and live on resiliently, growing and learning on the way. I love this. It was partly all those stories and dramas and films which put such a fear into me around exploring my own sexuality as a young woman. The message was definitely, control your desire, be careful. And while sadly there is a need to protect women, and there is merit in protecting young people from harm, the message can also be unhelpful, I think. So much better to learn safely about sex, experiment where it's possible, and be supported when we do make mistakes. Not easy in a society where we still find it so difficult to talk about sex, and therefore leave our young people poorly equipped to negotiate and feel confidence in managing all the things that sex brings with it, emotionally, practically, and socially. If I had any criticism of this book, I would say that while dealing with some of the social consequences of risk-taking sexual behaviour, for me, I felt it actually dodged some of the darker sides. One scene in particular I thought was a bit coy about the potential of getting out of one's depth. Perhaps, from a storytelling perspective, it was enough to gloss over this in order to keep the novel in the territory of something colourful which celebrates female sexuality and keeps it from not being too heavy. I'll let you judge that if you read it for yourself. I read this very quickly. As I say, I loved it. It felt like a wee holiday from my own life. I was rooting for the different characters and was really sorry when it was all over. Reading it also encouraged me to go back and finish Elizabeth's novel, The Signature of All Things, which I had started and enjoyed, but had become so disappointed for one of the characters I just couldn't read on. I went back and read that too, and ultimately I did enjoy it. You may know Elizabeth Gilbert from her other books, including Eat, Pray, Love, or from her TED Talks on creativity and grief. I actually prefer the way she writes to the way she speaks. Some women I know absolutely love her personal style and what she has to say about life and creativity. If you haven't come across her, she might be worth looking into yourself. So that was City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, or if you have a story you'd like to hear, please get in touch with us here at redvelvetrevelry.com. And you can also like our Facebook page, Red Velvet Revelry. Thank you for joining me, and I'll be back with you next time with some more Red Velvet Revelry.
1, 2, 3, 4. Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for Red Velvet Revelry. Stories you never knew. Facts that are coming through. We'll bring them all to you. Sisters, that's what we do. Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join